If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
The Bible tells us that God never allows a temptation above what we are able to handle. That is possible because of Jesus' death on the cross. His cleansing and power can make us strong to resist temptation, even from Satan.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, if you're around kids long enough, you can see the evidence of original sin real quick in some of their actions. Maybe not always in tantrums, because some do, and do way beyond the terrible twos, and some don't. They are just more compliant in those things, and maybe they know they will get their way another way. That latter kid is perhaps the more devious and even dangerous to him or herself. You know the type. She just poured her milk all over her little brother's head, or he just stomped on his little sister's dollhouse and smashed it to smithereens. But when you come to see why there is one child screaming bloody murder, the perpetrator just sits there to the side, wondering what all the fuss is about. You want to ask, what possessed you? And you really mean possessed. But then again, the route to temptation and sin for all is quite similar. And we're going to look at one very terrible failure so that we too at this important time do not repeat the mistake of a lifetime. Right now, though, Scott Crepain reminds us that Jesus will be with us. He is here.
Trusting and as innocent as a child, full of life, he was here. He was here. He was here. A human voice to teach us, a healing hand to reach us where we are. Come so far, he was here. He was here in our suffering, in our loss. He was here. He was carrying our cross. He was real, and he could feel. He was here. Almighty God above us, he is love, let us love, he is here, he is here, in our suffering, in our loss, he is. can feel He is here. He is here.
In the Bible, in the Gospels, one great temptation and sin stands out more than any other. Judas's betrayal of Jesus is by far the most horrendous sin recorded. But can it be repeated? And what can we do to not repeat it? And how can we learn from it? Well, in one of these passages from the Gospels, Luke 22, verses 1 through 6, it says, "Now the feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12, and Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard, and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present." Now, you know what happened, but what happened? Judas was Jesus' disciple, with him for 3 years, watching the miracles, listening to his divine teaching, sharing intimate conversations, praying, worshiping, singing, eating, fellowshipping together. What happened? Well, let's be clear. Even though we read that Satan entered him here, it didn't start with Satan. And contrary to what the comedian used to say, the devil didn't make him do it. We read an insight about this in the Gospels from a few days before this. Several of the Gospels tell us that when Jesus was anointed by a woman, he complained, that is Judas, that this woman wasted this ointment, this perfume, that could have been sold and the money given to the poor. The problem was, however, that his whole act was a lie. It was an act because he wanted to steal the money from the disciples' treasury, which was entrusted to him. In fact, as John tells us, he was a thief. You see, the problems with his life and character started way before this, before the betrayal, before Satan entered. He was already a liar. He was already a thief. He was already greedy. And our temptations don't start out of nowhere either. We often start small and build up. In fact, in his book, Jesus' brother James tells us that it begins with our own, notice not Satan's, but our own desire, like Judas' desire for more and more, greed. And then, he says, James that is, we are moved or dragged away from the straight and narrow. There we are enticed with our passions. They are inflamed. Then we conceive our passionate desire, like Judas in his idea to steal, or even his idea to get even richer by betrayal. And finally, the conceived, that is the discussed and agreed upon idea, gives birth. It gives birth to sin, and not just baby sin, full-grown sin. Jesus had told Judas and the rest of the disciples that this was how it happens when they first met. In Mark chapter 3, early on, when the Pharisees accused Jesus of being demonic because he opposed them, he told the disciples that Satan can't enter just anyone. He can't enter a strong man's house unless he first ties up the strong man. Judas, after being with Jesus all this time, gave up his strength, like Samson without his hair, by allowing the little lies, deceptions, cover-ups, thieveries to entangle him in more sin, more greed, more evil, until he betrayed the Son of God. Now, it is always the case that some times are worse than others for us to resist. And times of crisis, crowds, big happenings with lots of adrenaline can be dangerous times. It was, for Judas, just such a time. And it is for us, even at those times. The press of crowds of the feast, the lure of money, the accessibility of those who wanted to conspire were all there. But they were their own problem, not his, not mine, and not yours. Then with all this prelude and entanglement, Judas opened the door and Satan entered. Then it says that Judas still had a choice. But what did he do? He went and invested more. He discussed. So it will be with us. We will reinforce our sin. And we will be reinforced by others in it. And it says he consented. And he began to look. One sin leads to another. You know, the Bible tells us that Satan entered again into Judas. Remember, at the Last Supper. So Judas opened the door once again. The Bible tells us that God never allows a temptation above what we are able to handle. That is because of Jesus' death on the cross. His cleansing and power can make us strong to resist temptation, even from Satan. How about you? Why don't you start today to resist with strength? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I know I have sinned and rebelled. I am so weak. Please come in, cleanse me, be my Savior and my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.